Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
A lot of tragedy yesterday in Texas. Dr. Joe Shippa is a child psychologist. You know, Dr. Joe, I feel like whenever you start getting the frantic messages from me, it's because I don't know what I'm supposed to say when terrible things like this happen. How do you talk to your kids about situations like this and when they keep happening over and over again? And how do you reassure them that they're safe and it's okay?
Yeah, I think that we're all dealing with that. And it's even more difficult now because these incidences obviously are coming more quickly. There's less time between them. And so there seems to be an urgency. Add to that the issue of still recovering from the pandemic, and everybody's anxiety is pretty high. I've been on enough with you guys. You know, I always start with, you have to check yourself, sort of have a conversation with yourself about what you're ready to really talk about with your child. And you also have to remind yourself that you know what your child is really capable of processing. And that has to do with developmental levels. It also has to do with maybe some of the things that your own kids are going through. Maybe they do have an anxiety disorder, so you have to take that into account. When you're talking about tragedies such as this, I don't think that you can ever take the position, even as a professional, you can't take a position that you know everything that's going on, because we don't. We don't know all of the circumstances in this particular shooting, what led this young man to do what he did. People are reacting all over the place on social media and the mainstream media. So you have to really take all of this into account, because you know your children are going to be exposed to this. The most important thing is that you're willing to listen to them, assuring them that they are safe. You know, that's hard to do when you don't feel that they're safe. Mm. So the best that you can do is to say to them, we make things as safe as we possibly can, given the information that we know. Remind them that schools do have major protocols in place. I know things fall through. Obviously, they fall through. We're doing the best we can to make sure that children are safe.
Dr. Joe, the thing that worries me the most is, you know, we have these conversations and, you know, you say you got to check yourself, right? And we've got to collect the information. But obviously, there's this thirst. There's this want. Call it morbid curiosity. Call it genuine concern, whatever you call it. You know, there's so much of, we've got to get the information so fast. And if we can just point to the thing that triggered this, then we can stop that, which we have seen that's not really effective. It's not really changing anything. So what is the dangers of the frequency of these things picking up, that the public is just desensitized? And what does that mean for the future?
I think that's a good point. I think the public is going, there's some of the public that is desensitized and some of the public that is outraged and wants something done. Social media was blowing up and I was getting phone calls. I was literally at the office until 11 o'clock last night because people were really coming apart and unglued about this. Many people very angry right now. They feel that we have lost our way and they want answers. I think people are getting to a place where they're saying, let's find out what's really going on here so that we can take steps, because everybody has an opinion. And unfortunately, politics play into that opinion. And right now, politics shouldn't be playing into this. This is a very serious issue that has to do with human beings. And it's not political. It's about saving lives. It's about saving our children. And it's about helping us as adults, much less the kids, feel safe. There is no quick answer to this. We have to put the time in to find out what the answers are.
Appreciate your time today, Dr. Joe. Thank you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.